You're listening to SBS News.
Nineteen-year-old Yadavi Jayakumar says from a young age, dance has been a large part of her life. Whether it's learning classical dances from her Tamil Nadu background or hip-hop moves in primary and high school.
I did Indian dancing when I was little for maybe like 5 years or so. And then I did dance, obviously, in school. In school, I did more Western-style dancing. And then in dance school, I did Bollywood and I tried Bharatanatyam.
In the late 1990s, Ms. Jayakumar's family migrated to Australia from the Sri Lankan coastal town of Valvattithurai in the Jaffna district. Even though she was born in Australia, Ms. Jayakumar says dance helped her find her tribe during her schooling years as she navigated both her Australian and Sri Lankan identity.
Really nice memories because I met a lot of my school friends there because it was like a common interest of ours, so we bonded over that really easily. And then at like lunch times or something, we would just have fun and make up our own dances.
New research by Monash University suggests she's not alone in experiencing a positive impact from the arts and music. The study, headed by Dr. Renee Crawford, senior lecturer in Monash University's Faculty of Education, finds the arts and music gives students opportunities to succeed in the Australian school system, and it benefits particularly those students from non-English speaking and refugee backgrounds. Dr. Crawford says it provides an avenue for them to develop important personal and social skills that are unable to be built in other subjects.
They draw from a range of learning styles, such as fostering creativity, imagination, and emotional responsivity. Extrinsic benefits, on the other hand, relate to other academic and cognitive development and well-being aspects. So extrinsic benefits are also described as benefits that musical participation has in areas of students' life not uniquely bound to music, so such as other aspects of academic performance or well-being.
The study follows the federal government's announcement earlier in the year that university costs for some future arts and humanities courses will be raised by 113%. The changes are designed to help fund an increase of 39,000 places and cheaper degrees for those who study so-called in-demand courses, including teaching, maths, science, nursing, and engineering. But Dr. Crawford says all students need balanced pathways.
We have this emphasis on, oh, we've got to get back to, you know, the basics, you know, English, maths, science, without realising that some of the amazing benefits that come out of the arts can actually interrelate English, maths and science.
Coming from a migrant background herself, Ms. Jayakumar attests to music and dance programs helping her develop mechanisms to cope with pressure.
I would say like any new songs that I found that were more upbeat and that I didn't hear before, it would be really fun to make up dances for that and just be really joyful surrounding that. If I'm stressed or anything, I feel like that's a good stress reliever because you sort of like go into another headspace.
Morgan Graham is a youth engagement producer at the Information and Cultural Exchange in the Western Sydney suburb of Parramatta. She says music and arts programs provide students from various cultural backgrounds with a safe outlet to explore their identity.
It's a sense of placemaking and it's a sense of identity and it's a sense of sharing. You know, music and the arts is a process of sharing stories, sharing experiences, sharing skills, and I think that's something that you know, if for newly arrived people, for refugees and migrant families, to be able to celebrate culture and to be able to share that culture with other people is massive.
Ms. Graham argues stifling funding for arts and music programs may reinforce the idea that it's only for a certain subset of people.
Art should be accessible to people from all walks of life and from all socioeconomic backgrounds. backgrounds. I do think it is really important that people are able to pursue, you know, education and pathways that enable them to be able to create and celebrate their work.
Owner and director of Cheer and Dance Studio, Powerhouse Elite Australia, Kira Bury, shares a similar concern. She fears the diversity of students pursuing more unique forms of artistic expression, such as cheerleading, will decline if programs aren't as widely accessible.
Cheerleading is not as profound, like, in the industry as, say, dance would be. So there's not, I mean, even though there is a lot, there's not as many choices as far as cheerleading clubs particularly. So it does bring in a different range of people from different suburbs and different backgrounds and different diversities. And yeah, it's really good for them.
Ms. Bury, who studied a Bachelor of Dance Education, is worried increasing costs for public arts and music degrees will discourage others to follow a creative path.
It does become a decision maker in, well, why am I going to study this, and am I ever going to actually make enough to make it worthwhile, essentially. So I feel like we're going to lose a lot of quality, qualified, potential artists coming through because they might feel like they need to study an area that is taken a bit more seriously and they're offered a little bit more funding and opportunities in.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.